We're going to hear now about a small label that's managed to record some of the most interesting artists around. Adele, reigning queen of the Grammy Awards, Vampire Weekend, a big indie success story, and XX, two young Brits with one of the most buzzed about bands in the world. All of these acts are based out of a small house in London. Jacob Gans has this profile of the tiny but powerful XL Recordings.
Leave aside the music itself for a moment. If you're going to go by XL's example, to make a mark on the music industry, you need a strong philosophy and a willingness to break rules. Actually, no, don't leave aside the music.
The music's got to be great, it's got to be sold as well as possible, and everyone's got to get paid. Those to me are the kind of three things.
That's Richard Russell, the man who co-founded XL in 1989. And yep, XL's owner has a three-part checklist for success, except he wants nothing to do with parts two and three.
I think if I had to be involved in those other things, I would stop doing the job. I really don't want to be involved in those other things. I want to be involved in music, because that's why I sort of did this in the first place.
Russell did this, started XL, so that he could put out 12-inch vinyl singles for British rave DJs.
Charlie says, always tell your mummy before you go off somewhere.
But over 20 years, XL has grown into a different animal. Not just in sound, but in scope. Last year, it put out an album that spawned three chart-topping singles and won six Grammys. It hasn't left the Billboard top 10 in 67 consecutive weeks.
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able.
Adele's 21 is the biggest selling new album of the last 7 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who would have thought that?
That's Ezra Koenig from the New York band Vampire Weekend. His bandmate Rostam Bhatmangli is the one laughing in the background. Vampire Weekend signed with XL in 2007. 3 years later, the band's second album hit number one. Lead singer Ezra Koenig says XL's British office is the farthest thing you can imagine from a major label operation.
Their office in London is literally an old house. So when you walk in, you're literally in this like cozy house, and it's like there's stuff all over the walls and like little murals, and it's like very communal, and Richard has this kind of big, very personally decorated office. But people are always like having meetings in there and like hanging out on the couches.
XL also has an office in the United States. It's run by Chris Chen, a 40-year-old indie label veteran. With successes like Adele and Vampire Weekend, XL could hire more staff, put out more records, but Chen says there are no plans to do that.
It is a better result to devote the maximum time possible to the fewest number of records. And so I think for 2012, we maybe have 5 records this year.
Chen's New York operation has only 3 full-time staffers, but as part of Beggars Group, a company that includes 3 other independent labels, XL can share the workload when it comes to distribution, manufacturing, and promotion of records. But when it came to Adele, XL needed more. The label released her first album, 19, on its own in England. But for the U.S. market, which is much larger, XL signed a distribution deal with Columbia Records, a major label. Chris Chen says there was one reason.
Radio is perhaps one of the toughest worlds to play in, and we have a small radio department, and someone like Columbia simply has more records that work in a commercial radio world.
That same philosophy: know your limitations, work with people who can do things you can't, and let them do their job, extends to the records made by XL's musicians, says Vampire Weekend's Rostam Bhatmangli.
Richard is a producer himself, so the idea that he would tell a band what to do, I think he would find that as ridiculous as anyone. He believes in his artist's creativity, and I think that is the secret to XL's success.
And that brings us back to Russell's three-part checklist. These days, he spends as much time as he can actually making music. A few years ago, Russell decided he'd like to hear a new Gil Scott-Heron record, so he convinced the musician to go into a studio where Russell produced Scott-Heron's final album. Then last summer, Russell recorded an album in the Democratic Republic of Congo with Damon Albarn of the bands Blur and Gorillaz. Albarn had previously worked with the gospel and soul veteran Bobby Womack, and Russell says the three men decided to go into a studio to see what would happen.
We were able to sort of create a feeling and create ideas, and we were writing and recording like that. But while we were doing that, I think we were also hitting on a sound, which was the combination of the live instrumentation with the drum machine.
The result was The Bravest Man in the Universe. The album comes out next week on XL.
I got a story I want to tell. Gather around me. Gather around me, boys and girls.
The label is an artistic endeavour for me, and often that endeavour is purely to do with creating a platform for other people to be artistic, but the right platform.
That includes musicians without as much experience as Womack or as much mainstream success as Adele or Vampire Weekend. The British electronic producer Jay Paul was signed to XL in 2010 on the strength of one song he posted on his MySpace page. 2 years later, he's released just one more song. Both singles attracted the kind of attention online that would make another label drool with anticipation. But Richard Russell isn't worried about Jay Paul's pace.
Jay is a wizard, and the way he's going about things is, I think, for many, baffling. But it's how he's going about things. And as such, it can only be right, because it's his way of doing it. He's going about things in the most Jay Paul way you could possibly go about things. And who knows where that will lead.
Wherever that happens to be, XL's small army seems likely to be ready for it. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Gans.
And you can hear Bobby Womack's The Bravest Man in the Universe, the whole album, at nprmusic.org.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Nicole Beemsterboer. Our senior producers are Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, and Jim Wildman. Senior supervising producers are Caritello and Tracy Wall. Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.